7.9.
Welcome to your hour of destiny fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good, and His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. What a joy to be on the hour of fulfillment again tonight. The program that is designed to change your life forever. This is the season God has designed for you. Now, before we go into the word tonight, can we just have a word of prayer? Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you because of who you are in our lives. Thank you because of your covenant that is working all the time. Thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the power of your spirit. Father, receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, cause your word to come forth in power and in wisdom. Lord Jesus, let everything that will be done tonight bring glory to your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, take charge of my voice, take charge of my mind. Let me speak your word in boldness. Let there be miracles, signs, and wonders to confirm that the word is true. To you be glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, we've been dealing with a favor this month, walking in favor, walking in favor. Now, I want you to understand that God wants you to walk in favor, because without favor, there is limit to what you can experience. God don't want to be on this earth as if you are an experiment, because you are custom made. God spent extra time to put you together, not just your body, but everything about your destiny. But I want you to know that God's favor is Jesus Christ, the Son of God Himself. That is the favor of God personified. He is heaven manifestation on the earth. He is the blessing of God in the life of a believer to make heaven real on the earth. I want you to know that the mind of God is that we should live on earth as if we are in heaven already. Jesus Christ taught his disciples, he said, when you pray, pray after this manner: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as is it in heaven. So in other words, God wants the earth to experience heaven right now. I want to challenge you. If there's anything that is going on in your life that doesn't look as if you are in heaven, come on, you need to report the case. And tell the headquarters, this is not what God said concerning me. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13, the Bible says, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ being revealed to you take you to a place of favor. God's favor is the intervention of God in the affairs of men. The announcement of Jesus by the angels showed us when it was announced that he's going to be born. The announcement itself showed us that he's coming here to change something in the earth realm. That there is going to be a shift in the realm of the spirit that is going to affect everyone that is living on the earth. Man is going to be taken back to the garden experience. We are going to be living as if we are in the garden where sin is not available for anybody at that time. Now watch this. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse number 13 and 14, the Bible says, and suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now listen to that. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. God can't send peace on the earth and you are living in trouble. He didn't say trouble to the earth. He sent peace to the earth. And he said goodwill toward men. Now religious people say goodwill among men. No, that's not what the Bible says. Goodwill toward you. Amen. God designed favor towards your life, and He wants to connect you with the blessing that man lost in the Garden of Eden. So you can have Him around you and not experience mighty favor. And I'm going to show you a secret tonight. Come on, let's go together. Now, because struggle came when our eyes is no more on Him, but is on our situation and what we are going through at a particular time. And many times the enemy deceived us and said, you caused it. That's why, you're going through it. You caused it. Now, listen to this. Because you caused it does not change God's plan. Now, His compassion never fail. Now, it is the intervention of God in your life where you think you caused it. That is called favor. It's called favor. God coming to your aid when you are not qualified. And let me tell you, God is excited to do that because He wants to show how much He loves you. That is a part of God inside of your life that God wants to manifest. God wants to bring it forth. He wants to show it in your finances. He wants to show it in your marriage. He wants to show it in your relationship. He wants to show it in your academics. He wants to show it upon your children. Now, that is His desire. And He got enough power and strength to get that one done. Watch this. In Genesis chapter 39, I want you to listen to this and watch this scenario. Now, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 2 to 6, and the Lord was with Joseph. I want you to watch that. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Wow. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. Now, see, when His presence is with you, favor responds. Now, I used to tell people in our church, I said, I don't know how Potiphar became a prophet overnight. That he could see that God was with somebody. Now, and I discovered that Potiphar, did not see the hand of God upon Joseph spiritually. No, he saw physical proofs. Amen. Now, how do you know? I saw it in the scripture. The Bible says in verse number 5, He said, and it came to pass from the time that He had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. Verse 6 said, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly blessing and well favored. Now, the foundation for mighty promotion in the life of Joseph was because God was with him. God was with him. And let me just put these two scriptures together so that you can understand what I'm saying. In Luke Gospel chapter 1 and verse number 28, the Bible says, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed as thou among women. That was what the angel told Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means each time God is with you, you manifest His favor. And you can have the favor of God upon your life and not manifest His blessing. Now, the good news for you, this is where we are going. Now, to you as a believer, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5, He said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For ye have seen, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus Christ was speaking in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Now, that established favor in your life. You are born to be prosperous. When I say prosperity, it is not only money. Money is involved. Health is involved. Joy is involved. Peace is involved. Victory is involved. In fact, fresh anointing for 2019 is involved. Now, God is with you, whether you know it or not, but there is a way of activating it. That is, you see, do you know that it is possible for you to have money in your account and not get it? If you forget your PIN number, you may not have access. Now, the favor of God is with you. The moment you give your life to Jesus, the favor of God is there. The favor to break ground, the favor to break forth is with you. Now, each time you see God showed up in the life of anybody, you discover that their life just changed drastically. Now, watch the thief on the right hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that favor took him to paradise that night. Now, he was notorious, he was bad, but he allowed Jesus to step in. Each time you allow him to step in into that affairs of your life, he changed it. Maybe you are listening to me. On that sick bed, there is somebody you don't see that is sitting beside you. His name is Jesus. Maybe in your business, it looks as if, oh, everything is collapsing. No, he can't collapse. He can't collapse. Just turn to him, and the next thing that you have a testimony. Maybe you just think your academic life is collapsing. Don't worry about it. Now, I have seen people that they thought never knew anything. The apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, Peter, James, and John, they were fishermen. They were illiterate. And I have seen professors reading their books now. If you have ever read the book of 1 Peter, 2 Peter, the guy that wrote that book, he never go to no school. But he wrote what millions and billions of people are reading right now. In fact, the people of their day, they look at them and they said, who are these people? Where do they get this wisdom? They are not learned. They don't have the certificate that we have. Now, but there is something in their life that is so real. It's called the presence of God. And Jesus Christ is that presence. And he promised you that the moment you give your life to him, he will come inside of your life. See the way it changed the destiny of Joseph. The Bible says he was arrested that night or maybe that day because they lied on him. And they said, he committed a rape. And they put him in the prison because of that. But God was with him. Now, there was no trial. God stepped in. Now, God gave him a solution to the nation's problem by favor. Now, God took him from that place and put him in the palace by favor. And Bible tells me that my God is not a respecter of any man. If he has done it for Joseph, he's looking for somebody else tonight. And I know that person is you. And when the favor of God locates you where you allow him, he brings something into your life that nobody can do for you. Listen to this. When we talk about favor, we are talking about special advantage. God giving you advantage in a situation that everybody thought there is no hope. God begin to give you a special placement that you know yourself that you are not qualified for. God begin to arrange blessing for your life, putting you at the right place, at the right time. You never miss your blessing for 1 second. That is called the favor of the Almighty God. If you are hearing me tonight and you want him to just come in, I don't care how big that situation may be. You just need to come in and the situation will change. I remember the man called Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights. How that happened, only God can handle that. That in 3 days, 3 nights, somebody is inside the belly of a fish. Now, I don't know how that guy was breathing. Now, let me tell you, you don't have a case to celebrate as issues. I'm telling you, God has solved the problem of people in the past and he has not changed. Maybe you are inside a belly of a whale right now and it looks as if you don't even know what tomorrow is going to bring to you. Just bring Jesus Christ and he will take you to the place you are going. That's what he does. He's a specialist in that. Now, when you see an engineer, you know, maybe an electrical engineer, you know, the problem of your electricity will be solved, right? Okay, when you see a dentist, you know the problem with your teeth is will be over. When you see a medical doctor, you know your health issue will be taken care of. When you see Jesus, you have seen favor. He's a specialist in favor. He's called the Savior. I have seen the word running around. I was praying today, and the Lord began to speak to me. He said, this generation will be humbled because of their pride. People think they know what they don't know. Now, listen to this. The manufacturer has not lost the blueprint of what he wants on this earth. His plan for your life is so that you will have peace, you have joy, you have longevity, you have sound health, you have sound mind, you have everything in him, not by your brain, in him. If you run away from him, life is not going to treat you well. I am telling you tonight, this is your night of supernatural favor. And I want you to just say, Jesus, I need this favor. And I'm just opening the door for you. Just come in. Now, if you are listening to me, maybe you are in the hospital. Maybe you are driving your car. Maybe you feel so depressed. Maybe there's so much frustration, depression going on around you. Don't worry about it. God is not going to tell you that this is the first time I'm going to handle it. This. He has been handling situation that is more terrible than this one. And he's going to step in right now. I heard it before we came to this meeting that somebody tonight is going to be the end of every toiling in your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What you need to do is to invite Jesus. Come in right now. This is 2019. You can't live the way you live 2018 and think things will change. A great man said, he said, doing the same thing and expecting a different result is insanity. Now, you don't just want to just continue, okay, things will change. It has not changed 2 years ago. Now, don't you know that it's just the trick of the enemy to put you on the same spot and you are just, merry-go-rounding on the same spot and thinking something will happen. Jesus Christ is sending me to you today. I am with you. I'm just sitting down just beside you as you are driving right now. And all what I'm asking you to do is, can I come in? Can I come in? He's knocking the door of your heart. He wants to save you. He wants to heal you. He wants to bless you. He wants to change your life forever. Now, the favor is there. We just need to learn how to activate it. And that's why we go to church. That's why we listen to the word of God. Because the word of God will show us what is in there that we need to do so that we can enjoy the favor of God. So if you are just there listening to me and you want to say, Jesus, I want you to come into my heart right now. I want to be saved. I want you to wash me with your blood. I want this favor that is just with me, standing by me, to begin to operate in my life. Why don't you just say this simple prayer with me? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. Father, from today, I give my life to you. Come into my heart. Jesus, use me like never before. I'm asking, let your mighty presence enter into my heart. From today, I'm a child of God. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It just happened. It just happened. And I'm telling you, from this moment, things will begin to change in your life. And if you just make that decision, why don't you just call us 904-646 8210, and our Pastor John is going to give you all the information. Write us. We want to send you a package. How to live a victorious life so that the enemy will not be able to tamper with this, your glorious destiny again. And maybe you've been saved and you, for some reasons, you've left church and now you are on your own. Being on your own is not going to work. Jesus Christ said, for without me, you can do nothing. Stop trying to drive your car with no gas in it. And you just say, that's what I want to do. The car will not move. I don't care whether it's a brand new car. It's not going to move. You need gas. Jesus Christ wants to put gas inside your life so that you can fly above the reach of the enemy. Please join us tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be an extraordinary meeting. I can't wait, but I will have to.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Oh my goodness, wow, Bishop. Yes, tomorrow's going to be awesome. Thank you so much, Bishop, for that awesome word from the Lord. We are mightily blessed. I'd like to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to the services tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. Yes, that's early. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us at 8 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Our second service is at 10 a.m. So you can come to the first service or the second service. Either way, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904 904- 646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is a service that you don't want to miss, and we're going to be talking with Bishop about tomorrow's service when we come back. But right now, don't go anywhere. We have Ja'Kalyn Carr on the way with Your Bigger. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Bigger than the universe, you're bigger than the sun and the stars, you're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe, you're bigger than the sun and the stars, you're bigger than the things, oh my, could tear me apart. For I know you're great in all the earth. For I know you're great in all the earth. You're bigger.
Right, we're back live in the studio. Yes, we're live with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, you certainly want to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services, an early service at 8 a.m., and there's a second service at 10 a.m. Now, tomorrow, you're going to want to come out to this service because Bishop just told me that the service tomorrow is Favor Banquet. Did you hear that? Favor Banquet. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Now, you know we love banquets. When you go to a banquet, there's so much there you can take. I'm talking about a banquet. And we're talking, this is Favor Banquet. Bishop, you have got to tell us about this Favor Banquet.
Okay. Now, you see this. The mind of God is to lavish his blessing upon his children. Because it is you that people see to know who your father is.
Yes.
Now, we can see God physically, but when they see you, they will be able to know, oh, no wonder. I mean, what do you expect? Now, he said, the Lord will bless the righteous. See, the word blessing is empowered to prosper. Yes. The Lord will bless the righteous. Who are the righteous? We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He said, the Lord will bless the righteous. That's Psalm 5 verse 12. He said, with favor, he will compass him around like a shield. Yes. The Lord will bless the right. So when you turn to your right, it's favor. When you turn to your left, it's favor. In fact, when you're almost falling down, you're falling on favor. Because he compass you up around with favor like a shield. He covers you. Now, listen, the favor of God can be so strong in the life of God's people that when the enemy shoots arrow, instead of the arrow touching you, it touches the favor. Yes. Because you are enclosed in God's favor, and the favor of God is a defense.
It is.
So tomorrow service, God has spoken to me, and there is going to be a teaching of the word and the impartation of favor. Because favor can be impacted.
Yes.
You can tap into the favor of God by impartation, according to the word of God, because Apostle Paul said, he said, I long to come to you so that I can impart some spiritual gift to the extent that you might be established. That is a way you flow into the glory and the power of God, and these things stick on you. And I just say this, 2019 is our great year of mighty harvest.
Yes.
God's people must walk in favor to see that happen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, and the atmosphere is already charged. People just need to rush in and take what belongs to them.
Woo, and that is the favor banquet that's happening at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. You don't want to miss it, because you know we love banquets, and we're coming out. We're coming out because at a banquet, it never finishes.
Yeah.
It doesn't finish. So imagine favor not finishing.
No, no, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Imagine favor chasing after you, locating you,
that's it.
Being right there for you to just take it, receive it.
Yeah.
So yes, you want to come out tomorrow to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. That's 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. The address is 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. We certainly want to see you there for our favorite banquet. That's tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. So now we're going to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio tonight. We're live. We have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Pastor Clarence is here with us. Pastor Christian is here with us. Minister Thunder is here with us. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. We're so happy that you're tuned in. We know that this broadcast is mightily blessing you. So, but we have more to come, because now it's time for that wonderful segment that we call The Moment of Change. And to take us right into that tonight is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and very thankful. You know, it's a blessing always to be in the studio. I just want to thank God for being partakers of this great grace that we enjoy in this very land that is sweet. And we thank God for it. You know, but, you know, it is a grace that we partake in through the obedience of someone. And I always want to acknowledge him. Bishop, sir, thank you for your obedience, you know, for being, you know, used, allowing God to use you as a vessel to be the channel through which we are really being partakers of this great grace here in Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. You know, when you were speaking, sir, there's a proverb that came in my mind, and I just wanted to quote it here. It's Proverbs chapter 16. Verse 15, it said, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Yes, sir. And that gave me a latter rain comes with joy. It brings a lot of different. Those that are farmers, they understand that latter rain is great because it is what is needed for the harvest.
That's it.
It's what brings the harvest and washes you through to get to the core of your harvest. But, you know, I wanted to look at it from another perspective, sir, and help us understand, because, you know, when we're talking about favor, I looked at Luke. In Luke chapter 1, Mary saw favor.
Yeah.
The angel declared it to her, and she became the mother of the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. When Christ was growing up, Luke also says that in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, he says that Christ had favor with God and man.
Yes. Yeah,
so what I'm saying is that favor comes in all different directions. It comes differently. And all of this comes to us when we believe God through his word. But the challenge that I want to bring to you in this question is that most believers will think that they will get favor from God and yet not believe in the word. Because when you believe it, you become a doer of the word. You can't believe the word if you don't do it.
Yeah.
He said, if you do my commandment, you will see great things. You will do more than I did. Mm. That's what Jesus is saying. Mm. So I want you to come in here and help our believers that, look, God's grace is existing for everyone that believes. Mm-hmm. Because when you believe, it changes everything.
Yeah.
If you say you believe, then your actions are different from what you believe. Then you see that God's favor is not with you. Then you have not God to blame, but you yourself to see that, look, God's favor comes to them that believe. And I want you to help us here because, you know, believers have to understand believing makes a big difference. And when you believe something, no matter what somebody says to you, yeah, you are not going to change your mind.
That's it.
No matter what the doctor says, you're not going to change your mind.
That's it.
No matter what your brother, your sister says, you know what you believe. Mm-hmm. You will carry on. You can say, no, I will stand my ground because I know what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where favor will work you. Mm-hmm. That is where favor will locate you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to help us understand this, sir.
Yeah. You see, let me just show you this. Faith will not produce favor, because favor is already there.
Amen.
Faith releases favor to you.
Amen.
God produces favor. Faith take it. You get that?
Yeah.
Now, the problem with majority of believers is they don't even know the favor is there. Now, favor is ability to do things beyond your capacity. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you don't read the word, you don't know where favor is. Mm. The favor of God is loaded or located in his word.
Mm.
It is your faith that will take it from the word into your life.
Mm.
Now, that is why the more of the word of God that you hear will show you the favor that is available to you in any area of your challenge.
Amen.
Or challenges.
Yes.
Now, if you don't know anything about the word, you okay, I know that you're a Christian, but you don't know what the word of God is saying.
That's right.
Now, the favor will be there. You'll be sleeping with the favor and you will not manifest it.
Amen. Amen.
So, wow. The essence of faith is to take the favor that God has provided through the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, sir. Mm. I appreciate that.
Praise
you
the
said
Lord.
Something earlier. You said, God said, I would never leave you nor forsake you.
That's it.
That's favor right there.
That's favor right
no
there.
No matter what's happening in your life, when you know that he will never leave you nor forsake
not.
You, you know, some things have happened here recently, you know, and Mama said something last night about the password.
Mm.
It's just to be
thankful
in every situation, you know. A situation happened where all I could say was just thank you. That was it. So much turmoil was going on around me. All I could do was say thank you. Not even knowing what was going on. You understand me? Not even just having just snapshots of what was happening at that particular time. And I did not experience anything. You understand me? To where I'm at now. That was the favor of God upon my life when I didn't even know what was going on.
You see, like I was saying the other time, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus is a favor.
Yes.
And the presence is there 24/7.
Amen, amen.
Now, we are here in the studio right now.
Right.
He's seated here.
Yes, yeah.
Just as we are here, he's watching us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, when we just say, Jesus, we want you to touch this person. Okay. That's it.
That's
now, Jesus God was asking this man, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, that I may receive my sight. He said, take it.
Favor.
That's favor.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bishop, I want to talk about a comment you made about struggle comes when our eyes are no longer focused on him.
That's
that
it.
Is so true. In Matthew chapter 14, it talked about Peter when he stepped out on the water.
Yeah.
And the minute his focus and his faith was no longer on Jesus, then he started to sink. And so we need to focus. We need to focus on the word. We need to focus on Jesus and focus on our relationship with the Lord so that we always can access our favor.
That's it. Now, each time your eyes is on your challenge, you make it bigger.
Amen.
Each time you look unto Jesus, Jesus make your challenge smaller.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We just want to thank God for you bringing more revelations to us. You know, but we would just want to, if you're listening to us, this is the moment of change. And we're bringing discussions now that has just gone about the preaching that just happened earlier. And so if you're joining us, we want you to remember that what Bishop is saying to you is that you must understand that you can use faith to bring God's favor to work for you. But the most important part of this is if you don't know anything, if you don't know how to locate that favor, it would be very difficult for you to find how to access that favor of God. And it comes in different ways, because if you're not in a Bible believing church, if you are not somewhere that God is giving you a teacher, we want to encourage you. This is the moment for you to make up your mind. Change what is not working.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, because here we are taught. I'm giving you a testimony. Pastor Jen, the testimony here is that when we came to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, what we know now is so different from what we used to know.
Wow.
You know, we were blessed with a teacher of the Word of God.
Yes.
And he doesn't only teach you, he gives you information of challenging what you have believed wrong.
Yes.
And trying to give you a new revelation by God's Word and grace that is in his life that is working.
Amen.
So we're encouraging you that you will come to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Tomorrow, Pastor John, we have two services.
Yes, we do.
So if you're listening to us, make up your mind. Don't sit in a pew that is not changing your life.
Mm.
Come where we are moving from glory to glory.
Mm.
Where we are moving from strength to strength.
Amen.
Please help me
here.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Christian. That was an awesome Moment of Change session. I know you were blessed by that. And I just want to remind you that Bishop was talking as he was ministering in the beginning of the segment. And he said, if you gave your life to Christ, you may have made that decision tonight. And you want to know what to do next. You can give us a call. And Bishop has a packet that he wants to send you. It's How to Live a Victorious Life. Now, that packet is absolutely free.
Yeah,
we're not asking for you. There's no charge. It is absolutely free, because this is your life we're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's called How to Live a Victorious Life. We will send you that package. Just give us a call. And this is the number to call. It's 904-646-8210. Just give us a call and request your packet, and we will send it to you. And even if you just maybe having some struggles, maybe you are having some issues and can't move from one spot to the next, you need to be victorious. We're supposed to be victorious.
Yeah.
So get this package, How to Live a Victorious Life. It's absolutely free. Just call us at 904-646-8210, and we will get your packet out to you. Thank you so much. So now it's time for us to move into, this is my favorite segment of the broadcast. And that's where we get to continue to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of the people. And tonight's testimony, Bishop, is an awesome testimony. And this testimony was given in church, I believe it was last Sunday. And I'm telling you, we actually have the person right here with us tonight.
Wow.
So tonight we're going to turn it over to Minister Thunder. Minister Thunder, how are you tonight?
I am wonderful. Good evening. Good evening. So this testimony, it's still amazing. I'm still smiling about it. if anybody knows me, knows that I'm very, very organized. I plan everything out to a T. So on December 21st, I went to the bank to get some money, and there was a sign up on the board that said mortgage loan, no closing costs. And I told myself, self, you came in here to get cash, not deal with mortgage. You haven't planned. You haven't done anything with this. But it rang again in my spirit, no closing costs. Who wants to save money? I do. So I asked about it, and they took my information down, and I went back to work. Well, within the hour, they called me about the loan. And so I ended up getting my husband on a conference call who was helping another sailor move, and giving them our information. Next thing you know, we had an appointment that following Wednesday. We went to the appointment. I was praying about a particular interest rate. You know, make it this rate, make it this rate. Well, we got approved for the loan. The interest rate was lower that wow. what I was asking mm-hmm. and praying for, because that's how God works. God blesses you yes. more than what you expect.
That's His favor.
All right? He yes. blesses you. We're just waiting to go sign the contract.
Amen.
Everything is wow. all done, wow. approved, and I didn't even plan it. That's not God is awesome.
Wow. Now, listen, you need to just get this.
Yes.
That is what word of God produces.
That's right.
Now, she didn't plan for it.
No.
Just went there to just get some cash. And God said, no, you don't need a car, you need a house.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, because she been hearing that God can do anything,
yes.
she
yes.
stepped into it. She said, I had it in my spirit.
Yes.
Now, if the spirit is not alive, she won't hear anything.
No.
In fact, you just say, that's not what I'm thinking. That's not what I want to do. Now, as you are listening to me, God is saying you are the next yes. person to testify. Join us tomorrow and yes. get yours. In yes. Jesus'
yes.
name.
Join wow. us tomorrow. Yes, isn't that an awesome testimony of favor?
Wow.
So, and we have favor tomorrow. We're having a favor banquet.
Amen.
So tomorrow you want to come out to your favor banquet. That's at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. We're at 8 a.m. in the morning. That's that early service for your favor banquet. And 10 a.m. is the second service for your favor banquet. So come out. Take your favor. It's going to be spread out there for the taking. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow. Now, if you need a ride, call us. We'll pick you up. The number is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. So, Bishop, we're getting ready to open the phone lines. Now, we're going to open up the lines if you want Bishop to pray with you. You may have had heard something in the message that stirred something in your spirit. You may have heard something in the moment of change. You may have a question. Give us a call here. We're live in the studio. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. I'm going to give you the number to call. That number to call is area code 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is area code 904-296-2251. So give us a call. Bishop is here. He will pray with you. Call and connect with this anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola E. Dewu. The Bible says where two or three are gathered,
yeah.
there I am in mm-hmm. the midst. Anything we ask in His name, He will do for
you
us.
Do it.
So
do
call and ask. Call and let Bishop pray with you. That number is 904-296-2251. So, Minister Thunder, we have some things going on in CREPA this month. So, tell us about them.
Well, you know me. I'm going to skip to February. So, this is a save the date.
Yes.
We want you to save the date because we don't want you to miss out. So, save the date for our Reigning in Life Conference. Our Reigning in Life Conference. This will be held beginning on Friday, February 15th. We'll be back on Saturday, February 16th, and we'll wrap up on Sunday, February 17th. So you'll want to put a sticky note or something on your refrigerator. You want to reserve these dates and make sure you're there. It's our Reigning in Life Conference held Friday, February 15th through Sunday, February 17th. Now, next weekend, we're actually having our Friends and Family Food Giveaway. Now, the giveaway is Saturday, January 19th. We begin at 12 noon. Now, even if you feel like the Lord is blessing you so much and you don't need to come get any food, you can always come and gather food and bless a family member. Maybe you want to bless a neighbor or coworker. We have plenty of food. So come out, bless yourself, and be a blessing to others. That will be this Saturday, January 19th, beginning at 12 noon. Now, on Sunday, we're going to have our Friends and Family service. Now, right after the service, right after our 10 o'clock service, we're going to have a meal prepared for you. So you don't want to miss out on that either. So we have a packed field weekend coming up next weekend. That giveaway is Saturday, January 19th, and we're going to have our Friends and Family service on Sunday, January 20th.
Thank you so much, Minister Thunder, for those. Now, you want to remember those dates, especially that date for Reigning in Life. You want to remember that date. That's February the 15th through the 17th. Put that on your day planner. Put it on your calendar. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it everywhere on your computer, on your phone. Put it everywhere so you don't miss that date, because you don't want to miss. This is going to be a power-packed service. I'm telling you, we're going to talk to Bishop a little bit more about that. But it's Reigning in Life. It's February the 15th through the 17th. Now, the phone line lines are still open, and you can give us a call here live in the studio. Bishop is standing by ready to pray with you. The number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. James 5:13 in the NIV says, is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. If you're having trouble in your home, trouble in your family, trouble on your job, in your ministry, trouble anywhere, anywhere, if you're having trouble, even in your marriage, if you're having trouble, let us pray with you. Give us a call right here in the studio. Bishop is here and he's ready to agree with you in prayer. That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call into the studio again is 904-296-2251. So Bishop, now this Reigning in Life conference, that's coming up in February, and we don't want people to miss it, but we want to tell them a little bit about it. Just give them just a little bit.
Okay. Now, I want you to know that redemption changed your status. Now, when man was created and God put man in the Garden of Eden, he was the king. King of the universe. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Now, because he was the Adam that have the nature of his father God. Now, when man fell, Satan took over and he became the God of this world.
Yes.
Now, when Jesus Christ died, he dethroned him.
Amen.
Yes. And Jesus Christ became the king of the universe. Amen. But, you see, there is no way a king and a prince will be in the same place and the prince shine. I don't know whether you are getting that. Now, because there is no way two kings can reign at the same territory at the same time. So Jesus Christ left to upgrade the prince to be the king. You get that?
Yeah.
Now, the Bible says, as many of us that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5 verse 17. So this meeting is to put you where you belong. So that Satan don't say nonsense to you.
Amen.
Sickness don't say nonsense to you.
Amen.
In fact, when they talk, you know what to say. Shut up. This is my palace. You don't have no right to come and intrude into my privacy.
Right.
That is what that meeting is all about. Now, that is the mind of God for all of us.
Yeah. Mm.
He wants us to reign over sickness, over disease, over affliction. Because, you see, the enemy so much pollute the atmosphere with lies to an extent that people believe what is going on in the world, the evil that is going on in the world, more than the truth of the word of God.
Yes, right.
And God is bringing his word back alive to bring the church into a place whereby the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Amen.
And that's the Reigning in Life conference. That's going to be February the 15th through the 17th. You don't want to miss that. So please save that date.
That's going to be awesome.
So now the phone lines are still open, and the number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. That number to call is 904-296-2251. Give us a call. We're here live in the studio. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. He's ready to agree with you. Just call us at 904-296-2251. So now, if you've been listening to us and you may want to be a blessing to us and sow a seed in the ministry, when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can do that. Minister Thunder's going to let you know how to do that. But right now, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we actually have a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Can you give us your name, please?
Nicole.
Sister Nicole, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm looking for prayer.
Okay. Now, let's agree together. Father, Lord, we are so thankful for your daughter, Nicole. Thank you because of your mercy and your goodness in our life. Thank you for 2018, and thank you for this new year. Thank you for your plan and your purpose. Father, I'm asking, oh God, for your divine intervention over our life. Lord, the favor of God, the glory of God, to break every power of limitations over our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everything that looks cloudy, I command you, Satan, get off. Take off your hand from our life and destiny in the name of Jesus. Let joy and peace be restored right now. Thank you, because I know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Nicole. God bless you. So I'm going to give the number out to call again. That number is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Don't miss this opportunity for Bishop to pray with you. Bishop, we're going to go back to the phone lines. We have Brother Herbert on the line. Brother Herbert, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm just looking for peace and inspiration.
Peace and information.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brother Herbert.
I'm just want to share his high with everybody that don't cost you nothing but you to talk, fall on your knees and talk to him. He is a blessing to young compare.
Yes, he wants prayer for peace.
Bishop. Okay, okay. Now, I'm going to pray with you. You see, the Prince of Peace is just beside you where you are right now. I'm just going to ask him to lay his hands upon you, and that will be it. He's just there. Father, we thank you for your son. We give you all the glory and all the praise, because you are the Prince of Peace. And you said the peace that you give to us is not like the one that the world gives. The gift and the peace of God is total. You gave it to us to show us how much you love us. You are standing by your son right now. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Lay your hand upon him now. I decree peace in your mind, peace in your body, in the name of Jesus. The scripture says, whatsoever I ask in your name, you will do it. I'm asking, oh God, for total peace. Total peace beyond human understanding. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, because the peace of God is released upon your son in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Amen. Brother Herbert. Amen. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call is 904-296-2251. The number to call is 904-296-2251. If you want Bishop to pray with you, he's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. So give us a call here live in the studio, 904-296-2251. 2251. So, Bishop, we had a call from a caller that they didn't want to. She didn't want to stay on the air, but she wants you to pray for her.
Okay.
Yes.
Father, I pray for that daughter of Zion, and I speak to your life that the glory of the Lord will rest upon you right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the hand of the devil over your destiny in Jesus' mighty name. I command that the favor of God rest upon you and abide with you, that the desire of your heart is granted now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Now, Minister Thunder, if someone wanted to plant a seed in our ministry, tell us how we can do that.
Well, you can plant a seed by, when you come tomorrow to service, you can bring it with you. Amen. And we'd love to see you and greet you. If that is not an option for you, you can visit our website. It's at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. The menu bar is to your right. You just want to click give and follow all of the links that take you to radio ministry. Now, if you just want to use your cell phone, you can simply send us a text message. You're going to send it to get, you're going to, the text message is going to be give and be blessed. You're going to text it as one complete word. That's give and be blessed. And you're going to send your text to 73256. Again, that's 73256.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Minister Thunder. So, Bishop, we're going to try to get back to this phone lines right quick. We do have a call from Sister Mary on the line. Sister Mary, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I just would like to ask the pastor to pray for unity with me and my kids.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's just agree. Father, Lord, we stand on Matthew 18:19-20, and we decree in the name of Jesus that the unity and the peace of God will reign in this family. in the name of Jesus. Satan, we know you are the one behind that. I therefore rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I command you to take off your hand from that family now in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask that the peace of God that passes all understanding begin to rule in that home. Thank you, because I know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. God bless you. So we have another caller on the line. Is there another caller on the line? Yes, we have another caller on the line. Is Sister Brown. Sister Brown, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Well, I really have a lot going on here at the beginning of the year, and I'm actually calling for prayer that you all will intercede for me. For one thing, I'm hoping that a place that I've applied for will be approved, because I'm in transition for moving. And then just a couple of friendships to be restored.
Amen. Okay. Let's just agree and pray. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I agree with your daughter, because the scripture says you are God of restoration. You are God of joy and peace. Lord Jesus, you say you will make a way where there is no way. You will bring water out of desert. In fact, you say you went ahead and you may be crooked places to be straight. Father, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, every desire of the heart of your daughter, I call them granted now in the mighty name of Jesus. As she is transiting, trusting you for that house, I decree now, take it in the mighty name of Jesus. I command the favor of God to rest upon you. I wrap you in God's divine favor that we announce you to the people that are supposed to help you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I call it done now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sister Brown. God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is about up. We've got to get out of here. And we thank you so much for tuning in. We thank all our callers that called in. This is Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Come out to our services tomorrow, our favor banquet. That's 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We want to see you there. So we'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll see you then. Until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive.
Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.